Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salmon scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. Hansen moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Hansen scores. AG moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. AG moves to third. John moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. AG scores. John moves to third. Buford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ralph Terry now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Asq settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Asq is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asq is 0-for-1 in the game. Asq hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. AG hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Davis pinch hits for Joe Askew. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Bill Davis. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to second. Ken Berry pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Marv Steele pinch hits for Bill Voss. Lee Stang now pitching. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. Ward scores. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Berry scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Bill Skowron now playing first base. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Hansen covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Lee Stang. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.